Welcome to Timeless Vinyl on Sid Valley Radio. It's an hour where we dust off our much-loved 45 RPMs, share our memories, and enjoy the warmth of music that was recorded on little black discs. Would you like a record played? If so, please contact me here at Sid Valley Radio, and I will do my very best to include it in a future programme for you. My email address is julie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. I'll repeat that, and please note the spelling of my name. It's joolie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. Okay, so that's it. Now for our first record of today's programme. Love and Pride was the debut single from a band from Coventry called King. It was produced by Richard James Burgess and was featured on the band's first studio album, and that was entitled Steps in Time. Now sadly, despite a year of success, the band split up in 1986, and in 1987 Paul King, the lead singer, released a solo album entitled simply Joy. And that was produced by the American producer Dan Hartman, who himself had had success chart-wise over in the States. Paul King also briefly worked as a VJ for MTV, so maybe a lot of you remember him from that rather than the singing. Now, if I was to ask you if you liked Gothic symphony music, you'd probably say you hadn't heard any. Well, I'm about to change that, if that's the case, and I'm pretty sure that you'll like this. Memory is a ballad by the Dutch symphony metal band called Within Temptation, and it was from their third studio album called The Silent Force, and it was released as the second single from the album on the 31st of January 2005. The song was covered by American classic crossover singer Jackie Evancho. It could be Evancho, I'm not sure if I've got it wrong, I apologise. It was her third studio album called Awakening. I'll see if I have that version in my archive, as it will probably be fun to hear that with a different interpretation on it. And I'll also try and learn her name. Now we're off. Can't promise anything. We're now off to 1965 and to a song that was, without question, the biggest hit Miss Fontella Bass ever had in her career. And this is Rescue Me.
This is Maxim Novitsky, and you're listening to Timeless Vinyl with Julie on Sea Dwelling Radio. This is my song, No More Lies. I hope you will like it. So, come on in and have a good time.
About our unreal love that we long My inner voice tells me go ahead, but I stay.
You've just listened to No More Lies, and it's the exclusive world premiere of the new single by the wonderful Maxim Novitsky, a well-known and popular Ukrainian singer, poet and composer. Thank you so much, my beloved friend, for giving Sid Valley Radio the honour of being the first in the world to play your beautiful new song, and it really is an honour. I'm sure it will be a big hit for you, Max. It's wonderful. It really is a beautiful single. So thank you again, Maxime, for letting us play it. Now, I think it's fair to say that 1961 was probably the most successful year for singer Bobby V, with three of his singles reaching the top five on at least one of the published national rankings. And here's one of them. It's Rubber Ball.
Rubber Ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. Rubber Ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. I'm like a rubber ball, baby, that's all that I am to you. Just a rubber ball, cause you think you can be true to two. You bounce my heart around. Rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. If you stretch my love till it's thin enough to tear, I just stretch my arms to reach you anywhere. And like a rubber ball, I'll come bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, I'll come bouncing back to you.
Rubber band when I'm a shoulder you do have. Just a rubber band because my heartstrings they just snap. You go and squeeze me till I'm all the flame.
But like a rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. Rubber
ball, I'll come bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, I'll come bouncing.
This is Sid Valley Radio.
Known version of Louie Louie, that was the Kingsmen, and it was a huge hit back in 1963. It was requested by Tom and Angela Harrison, and congratulations on your 5th wedding anniversary. I hope that you had a great day yesterday, and everyone here at Sid Valley Radio send their best wishes to you both and hope you have many, many more happy years together. Now, this week's challenge has come in from Yanis Bourras. And I know this challenge is getting quite a following. So please do keep them coming in. They're great fun to do. And Yanis wanted to know if I had any records by Anre Zoltan. Indeed, I do. And so I'll play this one for you, Yanis.
Thank you.
Andrei Zoltán is a Hungarian historian and musician, vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, as well as being a composer. Popular with his work in the original, traditional, medieval and folklore music of many European countries, his style is defined by some as neo-medieval folk. And the track we just listened to was the wonderful summery sound called Glamira Paretanada, which I probably absolutely butchered, and I'm sorry if I did. I'm sure Yanis will write in and tell me the correct pronunciation. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the track.
When it gets real, just know that I'll be there. I got your back, like it's just you and me here. I'll go to war for you, let them bring it. I'll take on the world for you, better believe it. So if you need me, just holler my name. We ain't ever scared, no we're not afraid. Whenever, whatever, no I'm down for life. I'm your ride or die. When the night gets cold and the lights go out, the sun is gone behind the clouds, and you feel lost, and I'll reach out to guide you home.
Blondie with Debbie Harry on vocals and their hit Sunday Girl, which was released in 1978. Yes, 1978. Unbelievable, isn't it? For some unknown reason, people seem to think that Blondie were the 80s, which they were, the early 80s, but they actually started off in the 1970s. I remember seeing them in a club in New York, but that's a story for another day. Anyway, I played that at the request of Debbie Harry fans, Tim, Jacob, Annie, Christine, Philip and Trevor. They all meet up on a Sunday, not only to listen to the Timeless Vinyl programme, or did I also mention that they're incredibly intelligent and charming and probably good looking? But they have an afternoon of board games, which, if you ask me, sounds like a wonderful way of spending a Sunday. So thank you so much for writing in, gang, and for your kind words regarding this and the Sunday Tea Dance programme. Very much appreciated. Now for a song written by Philadelphia songwriter John Madras and David White, and it was recorded by Leslie Gore in 1963, when Gore was incidentally just 17 years of age.
You don't own me, I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me, don't say I can't go with other boys. And don't tell me what to do, don't tell me what to say, and please when I go out with you, don't put me on display, 'cause you don't own me. Don't try to change me in any way. You don't own me, don't tie me down, 'cause I'd never stay.
Hi, this is Roxy from Vixen, and you're listening to Timeless Vinyl with Julie here on Sid Valley Radio.
I'm going.
released on the 10th of April 1970. That was Christy and Yellow River. The band was led by singer John Christy, and it reached number one in the UK, Finland, Ireland, Norway, and in Mexico, would you believe? It spawned many covers, including one by Elton John, but I don't think that anyone could come anywhere close to the original. But what do you think? Let me know. Email me. We're off now to 1951, and a record that was a hit back then, and again in 1972, when it launched the international career of superstar Mr. Donny Osmond.
They try to tell us we're too young, too young to really be in love. They say that love's a word we've only heard, but can't begin to know the meaning of. And yet we're not too young to know this love will last, though years may go. And then someday they may recall we were not too young at all. They say that love's a word we've only heard, but can't begin to know the meaning of. And yet we're not too young to know this love will last, though years may go. And then someday they may recall we were not too young.
Gloucestershire-born Sir Leslie Ronald Young, known professionally as Jimmy Young, was an English singer, disc jockey and radio personality. Jimmy Young signed with the new Polygon Records in 1950 with Petula Clark and Dorothy Squires as record label stablemates. And all of his recordings on that label were conducted by the legend that is Ron Goodwin. And it resulted in two number one hits and several top tens for the pair. Although a successful singer, Jimmy Young became better known for his long-running radio show on BBC Radio 2, which he affectionately called the JY Prog. And it ran from 1973 until 2002.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of
knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. Who couldn't be another heart that hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue?
What am I to do every time you go away? I always say, this time it's goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I'd die, dear.
Knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. Who couldn't be another heart that hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue?
What am I to do?
Saw Liverpool's Cilla Black release a song that had actually been written and recorded by Miss Dionne Warwick the year before. However, Miss Warwick lost out on the UK chart success when a scout for the producer George Martin, yes, he of Beatle fame, heard it in America and brought it back to England before Miss Warwick's version had been released. George Martin saw it as a great song for Cilla and it launched her into the spotlight. You may remember that last week I mentioned some bands from the 1980s that I thought were very underrated, and among that list I mentioned a group called Albania. Well, Joe Trenton wrote in asking if I could play one of their songs, as they weren't a band that she was familiar with. Well, it's a real pleasure to do so for you, Joe. This is from 1982 and it's called Could This Be Love?
Did you know, one day when my heart was breaking, I watched you go. The world was shaking. Now you say you've had a change of mind. What about your heart? It must be love comes alive where there is mystery. Writing on the wall returns. Now there is no wall, no wall at all. Could this be love? My ghosts, we are dancing to a science fiction heartbeat. Must be forever. Yeah.
room for me? Was it something I said?
Could this be love? It must be. This must be love. Could this be love? Could this be love? Could this be love? Could this be love? It must be. Could this be love? Could this be love? It must be. It must be.
Part of the wonderful independent music scene in London in the 1980s, Albania was signed to the legendary independent record label, Stiff Records. Now, Stiff Records has released 259 singles and 65 albums on general release in the UK with the prefix, interestingly, of BUY for the singles and SEEZ for the albums. And just under a quarter of all of the Stiff Records single releases charted in the UK single charts, and 22 of those have gone on to receive either gold or silver discs from the British phonographic industry. It was a great label, and it was based in Camden, North London, and had the likes of Elvis Costello, Madness, the Bell Stars, Ian Drury, Tracy Ullman, Nick Lowe, Motorhead, Lena Lovitch. And it was also the first to release Fairy Tale in New York. Yes, that classic that always comes around at Christmas time by the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl. It was an incredible label, and I'm very proud to say that, yes, I worked there for a time. Oh, happy, happy, happy days.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. Ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life, and then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that, and don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that, and don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that, and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that, and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do.
Busy with his weekly radio appearance on both the Jack Benny and the Phil Harris and Alice Faye shows, Phil Harris no longer led his band at the time of this recording, so he was accompanied here by his regular music director, longtime friend and neighbour, Walter Schaff. And in addition to The Thing, which spent a full month at number one, Mr. Harris had several other charted singles during the 1950s, including his version of The Old Master Painter. Well, I just looked at the clock and that's it for another week. I don't know, didn't that hour go by so quickly? And I do hope that you've enjoyed listening to our hour together today, and that you will join me again next Sunday here on Sid Valley Radio at 2 p.m. And as always, between now and then, I'll try and find some forgotten gems for you. Stay tuned for the Sunday Tea Dance, which is up next, and then at 4 o'clock we have another Old Time Radio Hour programme where we revisit radio shows from the golden age of radio. Thank you as always for your messages, and I'll be making sure I reply to you all this week. Okay, so I'll see you in a minute for the Sunday Tea Dance, and in the meantime, you know it. Take it away, Winifred!